The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ms. Simi. How are you, Ms. Simi?
Doing great. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm doing very well. How are you? How are you?
Ooh, I'm trying to get through all this news that Marvel is giving us and, you know, looking at seeing all the Black people that are dying. So I'm trying not to be sad about it.
What movie upon the list are you looking forward to from Marvel?
There's so much. Captain Marvel one, so excited. And then the What If series that they're doing. Ooh, can't wait to see that. The Loki series looks amazing. They're having a Tiana show from like the Princess and the Frog, which maybe I'll give that a chance because I never really saw Princess and the Frog. But I was like, okay, I guess. So there's that. There's a whole bunch of shit. There's Miss Marvel, which is going to be really fun. So I'm excited. Black Panther 2 is coming, and they confirmed that they're not gonna recast T'Challa. So I'm like, oh, that's gonna be a sad time.
Yeah, should be.
But I'm excited.
Should be an awesome time. I know everybody is. That's the one thing that they missed this year was their 2020 edition of their Marvel. So yeah, anything.
I definitely missed it.
Get you know and everybody then, feeling back to normal with those movies coming out. That's definitely a plus.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man 3, which they have announced every single person. It's like, he's going to be here. He's going to be in. I'm like, shit, well, fuck. Am I going to be in Spider-Man 3? Damn. Everybody. Everybody's in Spider-Man 3. And then the Ironheart series with, like, the black, she's, like, she's kind of taking over for Iron Man. She has, like, the Iron Man suit, but it's, like, the most advanced suit. And she's, like, the smartest, like, person in the MCU, and she's a dark-skinned black girl. So I'm like, yes. Can't wait for that. And then there's like an African like themed cartoon that's gonna come, so very exciting.
Sounds like it's Marvel's definitely got it loaded up. So hopefully, production doesn't take any more of a hit, and they can get these out to you, so you can spend your money on all that entertainment.
Yep, because I'm not gonna pay extra. Like how Mulan was like, you can pay $29.99. No. I paid $9.99 for the service. I'm not paying an extra $20 to watch something that you're going to give me for free. I'll just wait till December 25th, and then I'll watch it for free. I'm not paying an extra $20 out of your mind. When they say that, they're like, you can pay, $19.99 now, or you can wait until December 25th. I was like, oh, okay. So it's coming out December 25th. That's when I'm going to watch it. Like, my money for that month, that's when you're going to get it. Not now.
Well, we had a very interesting week here for the NXT cast, as we had one of everybody's favorite new pay-per-views of the last 3 years, War Games, this past Sunday. So shout out to everybody who joined us for the hashtag cast takeover in our live tweet of War Games. Definitely appreciate you sharing your commentary with color with us. So Miss Simi, we'll get right into it, and we'll leave the intros to the end of the show. we had Team Candace versus Team Shotzi start off the night right off the top. Big time atmosphere. First time in the Capitol Wrestling Center for War Games. What'd you think about the way it looked with the ring with the white ropes and the gray mat and the cage? Did you like the way that it kind of looked on television before we get into the match?
Yeah, I did. It looked like gritty and like cool. I was just like, ooh, it had like a good like underground kind of feel to it. I was here for it. I liked it.
I really like the Capitol Wrestling Center as a backdrop. Just the way that it helps the presentation of NXT keep it gritty, you know, not so polished look. I really like that a lot. So like I said, Team Candace versus Team Shotzi. We'll first start off with, yes, Shotzi Blackheart did arrive in a brand new tank, a bigger tank, and it has the ability to shoot things, projectiles. Yeah. So that's an even added bonus. It looked really cool. So shout out to the new tank for Shotzi Blackheart. Dakota Kai and Ember Moon, they start the match. So the thing you need to know about these war game matches, the people who start the match are the people who are considered the workhorses, because they're going to be in there for at least 45 minutes straight.
Yep.
And
Dakota showed that. She was the MVP.
Right.
My God.
Right. Coming down. It's Team Shotzi has the advantage. So Raquel Gonzalez gets in there. So now Team Candace has the advantage. So they're waiting on EO, or it's actually evened up. They're waiting on EO to come out to give Team Shotzi that one person advantage. But Raquel Gonzalez is really smart. EO goes to get a table. As she goes to get a kendo stick, Raquel Gonzalez just slams the cage door shut. Raquel avoids some kendo stick shots and boots the door into EO, negating their advantage. Tony uses her belt to seal the door shut as Raquel powerbombs Shotzi into the cage as EO attempts to climb in, knocking her off of the cage. So EO just climbs the top of the cage. She puts a trash can over her head and leaps off with a crossbody that takes out everyone.
Amazing.
It's like a bomb went off. Tony takes a hot shot and Rhea is back body dropped into the cage. Raquel goes up top with EO but takes a kick. EO then wants a hurricane rana on the ladder draped across the two rings, but Raquel blocks it and powerbombs EO through the ladder bridge instead. Raquel covers and gets the win for Candice LeRae and her team.
Woo, this match. My God. They outshined everybody. As good as the UE match was, this one, I'm sorry, this should have been the closer, because my God.
You think so?
All the spots. Yeah. Io Shirai climbed that goddamn thing, put a garbage can on her head and was like, jump. And then there was another garbage can on her head and Dakota stepped on that shit and she got stuck. What the fuck? When Shotzi jumped off that ladder and Candace had a chair in front of her to block it, what the hell?
Yeah, my God. That's actually the move that where she broke her arm when she did the senton, when Shotzi does the senton off of the ladder and Candace has the chair. She pulls the chair up over herself. Yeah, she broke her arm right there.
Makes sense, because God damn it. And then Indy Hartwell, love you. When she came with that chain, it was just lock. You're not getting in this cage. I was like, ma'am, great. And Candace is really finally connecting as a heel, because they're letting her like be like kind of like a strategist, like how Sami Zayn is like the ultimate strategist.
Right.
Like it was so smart to be like, yeah, we're not gonna let EO into this match, because when she came in, cleaned house. So I was like, yes, she's just out here. Moonsault. Dropkick. I was like, yeah, this is a great match.
Yeah, when she finally Tony's
spear. Miss Tony and that spear. I was like, yes, it was great. And then they like built all these like different feuds, which I love. Like, there's so many. It's got to be Io versus Raquel. But then, like, you continue the Candace versus Shotzi. You got Tony versus Ember. You can do Dakota versus Rhea Ripley, because they were, like, they clashed a lot, too. So, also, Tony versus Io. There's just so much.
Dakota Kai got injured somehow in this match, too, but they haven't disclosed what it was. So, it may just be maybe, quote-unquote, TV storyline injury.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, they didn't disclose any of her injuries. Like, I did see the injuries to Candice LeRae and Bobby Fish listed and reported. Ooh. So, we'll see about these, if anybody else pops up with any major problems after the War Games match. But yes, a good way to start the match. Sorry everybody had to follow that, but that's just right. Kind of the way the cookie crumbles. Speaking of
It makes sense that Dakota got hurt, because, like, she was the MVP of this match. Her in that garbage can. MVPs.
Finn Balor gets a vignette saying that all eyes will be back on him starting this Wednesday.
Yes.
Timothy Thatcher versus Tommaso Ciampa.
How in love were you?
You know me very well. You know that I know. You know that I was just smiling from ear to ear once they really started getting crunk up and started, you know, just abusing the hell out of each other. It was an awesome spectacle. Ciampa,
speaking of ears,
Ciampa slaps on a modified choke submission to try and choke out Thatcher, but the technician gets to his feet. Ciampa uses the ropes to kick off and go back to the mat. Thatcher is bleeding a ton from his ear. Thatcher gets out and smiles at his bloody ear. They fight on the apron, and Thatcher snaps the rope under Ciampa's throat. Ciampa comes back with a series of chops, then a guillotine choke on the ropes. He turns that into Willow's Bell, and he covers Timothy Thatcher to get the win.
Oh, I wanted Timothy Thatcher to put him to sleep. Great match, though.
I knew you would want something dastardly like that to happen.
Yeah.
Tommaso Ciampa.
I don't see the problem.
She's like, what's the problem?
Yeah, I don't see why you're judging me right now.
It's like, as well as you know me, I know you just the same, right?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you're the one that wanted Brock Lesnar to, like, put the hurting on Dominic, so I don't want to hear it. God damn it.
You still remember that, huh?
I remember that WWE still haven't explained who the hell that red-haired man was who tried to kill Roman, and why the fuck he looked like Roman. Who was that red-haired man? Who was he? I'm not going to forget it ever.
You and Dee
Dee. I'm never going to forget.
You and Dee Dee Jeanne have the same issue.
I want an explanation. You can't just show me some random red-haired doppelganger Roman who tried to freaking kill Roman Reigns, and then you're not going to explain. You're going to tell me who that man is. They won't tell me, but I'm going to remind them every time.
Next up is the strap match between Cameron Grimes and Dexter Lumis. Strap match between Cameron Grimes and Dexter Lumis. Grimes brings his own strap and demands that be the one they use. Lumis is seated on the chair. Grimes wants to cave in, but Lumis blocks it. Grimes counters the silencer a few times, but the strap gets tied around his legs. That lets Lumis trip him up, and his head hits the chair. The silencer is locked in. Cameron Grimes submits when the strap is pulled back onto his eyes.
Cameron Grimes makes me so happy. He's like, I brought my own strap. I'm not using that other strap. I brought this strap. This is the strap I'm going to use. Like, I love you. He makes me so happy. He was like, no strap, no match. I'm using this strap. I was like, you're so great. Like, his accent gets deeper and deeper the more animated it gets. And it's just, oh, he's a gem. He makes me so happy. He makes boring as Lumen as Dexter just so much better, because this match was entertaining, and it was only because of Dexter Lumis. Not Dexter Lumis, because of Cameron Grimes.
Yeah, it didn't start out like it was going to be that great of a match. But yes, like you said, Cameron Grimes with his character work, with his wrestling, with his selling, yeah, he just makes everything around him so entertaining that you can't stop but watch and ask yourself, who is this dude? And, you know, why haven't I? A lot of people in the last 6 months or so have come around on Cameron Grimes. So I'm glad to see that, and that he's picking up steam among the fan base, and that people are starting to look for him and check for him, because yes, the dude is very, very talented.
Yeah. So great.
The lights in the arena flicker, and we get videos of a crow, a raven, some kind of bird, along with the clock. And we hear the tick tock of the second hand, and we all know what that means.
Scarlett's back. That's what that means.
Return of Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yeah. And Carrion too, but whatever. Scarlett, that's who we care about.
Definitely the whatever on Carrion Cross. I'm lukewarm on it. Haven't really missed them, but okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's like, sure, I guess he's here. He looks nice in his leather jacket, but like, that's all I have.
Now it's time for our triple threat North American Championship title match, as we've got Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest, and the champ, Leon Ruff, facing off against each other. Damian Priest, annoyed at Leon Ruff for not listening, destroys him with the razor's edge through the guardrail and it knocks over the plexiglass. Priest looks a little bit upset about what he did. Officials check in on Ruff. But then Ruff gets stretched out, but surprises everyone by returning with a springboard clothesline on the Johnny. He then hits a somersault dive onto both men. Ghostface is back to distract Damian Priest. Then two more show up and all beat on Damian Priest. He fights them off as more arrive. Priest takes them out with a somersault dive, and then the other three with another dive. Priest sends Johnny in the ring, and Ruff hits a frog splash to nearly win it, only for Priest to break up the pinfall. Ruff fights off Damian Priest, but eats a spin kick. Priest takes out Johnny as well and wants the reckoning. A Ghostface is up and clocks Damian Priest with the lead pipe. Johnny laughs, but Ruff goes for a roll up. Johnny super kicks Leon Ruff and hits Otis with one final beat to win back the North American title.
Woo! This was a surprisingly banger match. I really enjoyed this match. I like the dynamic between Damian Priest and his beard and Leon Ruff. Damian Priest and his beard. Yes. I'm sorry. I had to mention it. It was going to get mentioned. I just had to figure out when. And right now is when it's going to get mentioned. Keep the beard. I enjoyed it. But this was a really good match. Leon Ruff and his quickness. I really love how like quick he is. And even though he's small, like, he uses that to his advantage to, like, keep everyone else on their toes. And I do really like the, like, his chemistry with Damian Priest, because Damian Priest is, like, trying to look out for him. But he's like, yo, kid, I want to look out for you, but you're getting my goddamn way, and I need you out of it. When he razor-edged that boy through the barricade, I was like, oh, Lord, he died. I was like, no, Damian Priest, you're a murderer now. What the hell?
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Leon Ruff, I think, definitely gets a big shout out from me for just what he added to this match with his, like you say, his quickness, his ability to get thrown around and take those big bumps and come back and cause a little bit of drama. So yeah, big shout out to Leon Ruff. Thought that he accounted for himself very well in the triple threat. You got to give it up to Johnny Gargano. He was one step ahead of everybody once again, and he got the drop on Damian Priest, because after the match, the main Ghostface removes the mask to reveal himself as Austin Theory, and he does his best Vince McMahon, saying, "It was me all along."
That was funny. I want to know who the other ghost faces are. Like, they're probably people they feed.
One of them was your Thickums.
Was it?
If you go back and watch, there's a really big one. It's like, that ain't nobody but Bronson. I know Bronson Reed when I see him.
My Thickum Supreme? Oh, how much did he pay you?
It's like, I know Bronson Reed when I see him. That's definitely who that was. Now it's time for main event of the evening. War Games. For the brand, Pat McAfee's collection versus the Undisputed Error. Now, Kyle O'Reilly and Pete Dunne, they start off this match. Pete Dunne, who was second? Was it Oni?
I don't know their name.
It was Danny Burch. Once Danny Burch got in there with Pete Dunne, man, they beat the break. Oh my God. Kyle O'Reilly. Good.
My boy.
Gosh. He took.
I was holding my heart the whole time.
Yeah, he took a whooping until Fish could get back there and even up the signs.
I thought they were going to start with Roderick Strong because Roderick Strong, like, famously has that, like, gas tank where he can, like, go a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, whew, my God. Like Kyle. Oh, my Kyle. I was like, God damn. Save him. Bobby, go save him.
Pat McAfee enters the ring. He brings out tables specifically designed for each member of the Undisputed Era. They get the one for Roderick Strong. They lay him out on the table, and Pat McAfee puts him through the table with a picture-perfect moonsault. Pat goes for Panama Sunrise, but Adam Cole super kicks him. Adam Cole then hits the Panama Sunrise for only a near fall as Pat McAfee kicked out. Adam Cole wants the last shot, but Oney Lorcan sacrifices himself for Pat McAfee and takes it instead. Pete Dunne hits Adam Cole with the bitter end on top of an open chair. It really hurt. Strong breaks up the count and hits the end of heartache. Oney eats the high low or chasing the dragon from Undisputed Era. Then Kyle drops a knee onto a chair in the face of Oney Lorcan. And that's how this year's War Game is decided.
This was so much. Pat McAfee, even though his promos are a little long in the tooth, he gets it. Because, like, he has, like, the little, like, ring psychology things down. Like, his little, like, quips, the little things that he even does outside. Because that man went on his radio show with a full, with, like, a neck brace on. I was like, yeah, yo.
I saw that.
He gets it. He gets it. Loved it. Loved, like, his little tributes to Ric Flair doing the woo and, like, the oh my God, what is it called? Oh my God. Really? It left my head. Ric Flair submission. Why did it leave my head?
The Ric Flair, the figure four.
Oh my, yeah. Jesus Christ. Don't know. I was going and then it was like, bye-bye. I'm gone. Goodbye thought. So it was, this match was a lot. This match was so much. I was just like, good God. Oh. And then this man freaking leaped off the damn cage like he's goddamn Mick Foley. I was like, yo, relax right now. Calm the fuck down. I really love, like, the last sequences when they had Pete Dunne and Oney and Burch. Burch and Lorcan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When they just had them lined up and they just kept, like, doing their moves on them and doing their moves on them. Ooh. That was a good sequence. Love that. I'd love to see my little Kyle O'Reilly just, like, getting more shine. He got that winning pin. I was like, good for you, baby. I love you. Great.
Kyle O'Reilly did suffer. Not Kyle O'Reilly, excuse me. Bobby Fish did suffer a torn triceps in this match.
My God.
Yeah, it looked like shredded hamburger meat underneath his arm.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. It was when he put that man through that table, right? That's what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when they were, like, lifting their arm, I'm like, ooh, his arm isn't moving. I'm like, he's not lifting that arm right now. ooh, it was bad.
Yeah, it was very bad. Hopefully, though, that's a pretty rough injury. And Bobby Fish is, like, a lot older than you think. He's...
Yeah.
You would be surprised at how old he really is.
Wait, how old is he?
Bobby Fish is, like, almost 40.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Bobbert. Slow down, Bobbert. Calm down.
Yeah, he's been wrestling the longest out of all of them.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully, you know, this won't be too big of a absence for him. But, yeah, that's going to be that's gonna be a little bit of time on the shelf
for
Bobby Fish, though. Just your overall thoughts of War Games as a whole when it comes to your scale?
It was a 10 out of 10. It was so good. Missed Mauro Ranallo because I missed the Mamma Mia's.
Right.
I needed like at least 3 Mamma Mia's throughout this whole thing. Because, so many moments. So good. Carnage. Chaos. So good. I had a great time. Had a great time during War Games. I was like, oh my God. The Dexter Lumis and Cameron Grimes match was like only entertaining because of Cameron Grimes. Like he's the only one, but every other match, really, really enjoyed this. So good.
I was right there with you. I liked every bit of this, even the strap match. you know, unsuspectingly, it turned out to be pretty, like you said, entertaining because of Cameron Grimes. Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa were put in a bad spot. Having to follow that women's War Games match, but they did exactly what they needed to do. They kept things grounded, kept it in the ring for the most part, and just beat the living hell out of each other. And sign me up for that each and every week if I could. War Games matches, brutal. Those matches, they take years off of your career. People aren't the same after that match for a few months. Just because of the injuries and the toll that it just takes on your body, night in and night out, competing at such a high level where you don't really have any breaks or true, you know, time off. So, definitely a big fan of everything that happened at War Games this past weekend. So thank you again to everybody who's joined us in the live tweet, who used the hashtag #CastTheStrongStyle. It's a lot of fun interacting with everybody. And you can do it each and every Wednesday by using the hashtag NXTCast. So now it's time to talk about this week's episode of NXT. We open with the promo from the champ. Finn Balor. He says the time for team sports is done. It's Wednesday and the champ is here, so come get familiar. So Pete Dunne and Kyle O'Reilly, they take him up on his offer. They state their case for a matchup with Finn, and then Damian Priest comes out to toss his name into the hat as well. Dunne, Priest, and Kyle O'Reilly, they trade insults while Finn Balor just slides out of the ring and makes his way towards the ramp. Priest asks, where is he going? Finn says he's going to defend the title at New Year's Evil, but who gets the matchup? That's not his problem. It's a problem for William Regal.
Finn says, it's none of my business. It's none of my business. I love this. Yo, Kyle O'Reilly and his, like, Pete Dunne accent made me laugh. He was like, shouldn't you be with your fish and sticks? The way he said it was so funny. I was like, you're great.
Before Finn totally leaves the arena, Scarlett walks up to him. Finn says he knows what she's going to say. Tick tock. Finn says he has some matches for her boy. When he's ready, Finn's ready.
Woo! As soon as I heard, I was just like, Scarlett, my smoldering queen is back. Loved it. She looked great. Duh. I was a fan. I was like, Finn, just keep that head on the swivel, because I just knew Karrion Kross's ass was going to be right behind him. I was like, don't. You better keep your elbow at the ready.
Yeah, it was good to see Scarlett, as like we said during the War Games review. Once we saw that vignette, we knew that she was close and she was nearby. So I'm glad they didn't hold it off for too much longer. She's here. Before Scarlett can leave, Damian Priest tells her, let Cross know if he wants to fight and they want to do it straight up, that they can do that.
He was like, hey, smoke show. Yeah. I was like, oh, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, that was definitely close to standards and practices.
Yeah. I was like, careful. Yeah.
Pete Dunne's in the back. He gets asked what's next for him when he's attacked by Killian Dane. Killian Dane getting some get back on Pete Dunne because, you know, they tried to end his career when they smashed him up in that car. Yeah, that's the last person I think Pete Dunne wanted to turn around and actually see coming at him at a full, you know,
speed.
Two of your favorites matched up. This is what we would call a Baywatch. As Jake Atlas took on Swerve Scott. So Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Jake Atlas.
Red highlights.
Yeah, two former allies pitted here against each other. Jake Atlas shifts his body position on a roll-up that Swerve initiated. He shifts his weight and gets a roll-up on Swerve, and Jake Atlas is your winner.
Woo, that surprised me. I was like, oh, okay. Let's do more of a feud between these. Don't turn Swerve Scott, Triple H. I keep telling you this. Just let them be baby faces. Okay, because as soon as he didn't shake that man's hand, I was like, here we go. Here we goddamn go. Stop turning everybody. just let it stop.
Swerve, gotta turn it. Swerve as a heel seems very intriguing to me, though.
But it's like the go-to every time.
I get what you're saying about that, though. I do. Like, there's nothing else to do.
Like, we don't have enough baby faces.
There's nothing else to do with this guy, so let's just turn him heel.
Right. It's like, come on. Just meh. He could be a little angrier, but he could still be a face. Don't turn him. This match was dope. I love this match. It was so good. All the, like, spots, the transition that they do all the time, just, like, how quick they are and just the speed. I was just like, oh, my God. I was in heaven. Loved it. So good.
Ciampa says he knew his match at War Games wasn't going to be easy, and then he shifts his focus to Cameron Grimes, who he'll face later tonight.
Leave my boy alone. Damn you.
We had a triple threat match, tag team variety, as the Grizzled Young Veterans faced off against Imperium and Ever-Rise. The Grizzled Young Veterans hit the Ticket to Mayhem on a member of Ever-Rise to get the win. This was chaos supreme with six of these guys getting in a lot of their moves. And then at the end, the Grizzled Young Veterans were victorious with the Ticket to Mayhem. I hope that people appreciate the Grizzled Young Veterans and the style of wrestling that they foster. Very entertaining, very hard hitting, but they're two of the best when it comes to tag team wrestling, I think, in any promotion right now. I really enjoy watching those guys do their thing, even in NXT UK. When they would defend those tag team titles, I mean, those matches were really, really good, and they brought that over to regular NXT. So I can't wait to see who they get matched up against and how we navigate this tag team division going forward.
Ray
Lorcan and Danny Burch as the champions. And man, looks like we're getting a lot of contenders building up beneath them.
Yeah, this was a really good match. And I like Ever-Rise now. I like DGYV because I don't know. There was like a random like video, like backstage segment of them that came up and they're funny. I'm like, oh, I like you now. I'm kind of rooting for you because they had tenacity. They kept going. I was like, yes, you be tenacious. You keep trying to get that pin. It's not going to work, but you keep trying. I like them now. I'm like, go ahead, DGYV. Eventually, I'll actually call you by your name. But for right now, you're still DGYB. But I like them more. This match was really good. I do like the Grizzly Young Veterans. I was like, okay, I like you. I like the, like, I really do like their style of wrestling. And it's just like, yes, I was here for it. This was really fun. Where's Breezango?
I guess they're just taking a, you know, we don't have anything for you right now. So they're just taking that little respite.
Oh, hi, somebody. I missed them.
The War Games participant recap, the toll that it took on their bodies, is revealed that Bobby Fish and Candice LeRae suffered major injuries, like we reported earlier. Broken arm for Candice LeRae, torn tricep for Bobby Fish. So Candice LeRae probably will be back a lot faster than Bobby Fish because it looks like she had a soft cast on her arm, not the hard cast. So they'll be able to at least advance storylines, have her talk, and, you know, maybe in 3 weeks or so get physical.
Right.
So, yeah.
And much, Johnny with his stitches.
Much better, you know, ratio.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. So, we'll see how things play out, though. Tony Storm.
This is a really good promo. I enjoyed it.
Tony Storm promo. She's asked why she turned on Ember when she's interrupted by Io. Io says she has no problem with Tony. The only problem she has is the title. She just doesn't like her and punches Tony Storm's quad in her jaw.
I'm sorry. This is funny.
Like,
I love this.
What type of baby face is this? I don't have a problem
with you. A one that doesn't like you. She's like, I don't have a problem with you. I just don't like you. Punch. I was like,
That's some, like, that's some next level when I see you. It's on site type of stuff.
It's on site. I love it.
Io and Tony, they do Miss Simi's favorite thing. They brawl out to the ring. When Tony Storm has had enough, Ember Moon attacks her from behind, knocks her down, sends her back into the ring to get hit by Io's moonsault as Io and Ember celebrate when Tony Storm gathers herself up and goes to the back.
Woo! See, that's the type of reasoning I can get behind. Not, I don't need a whole convoluted story. I just don't like you. Let's fight. Yes! Go for it. This is great. I love Tony Storm's jacket. Like the like white leather jacket that she had, I was like, ooh, and more. Also, her like weird, her little like conductor hat that she had on in War Games, great. I love that hat. She has great hat game.
I'm just like so confused about the aggressiveness of these baby faces and how they're out here, you know, interrupting people's interview segments. Punching them in the face unprovoked for no reason, jumping them from behind when they're trying to leave to defuse the situation by leaving and going to the back. I mean, what kind of baby faces are they promoting here in the women's division?
Tweeners. So we don't have many pure baby faces.
Obviously not. So that brings us to Tommaso Ciampa versus Cameron Grimes.
And now Ciampa trying to hook the arms, looking for the fairy tale ending. Grimes able to crawl away.
Very wise decision by Cameron Grimes.
Grimes, right under the jaw, almost into the throat, which again was the focal point of the offense this past Sunday by Thatcher. But now look at Ciampa dragging Grimes back into the ring. Grimes overpowering Ciampa, up and over for a moment, shifting weight. It's Grimes, shoulder down, and Ciampa able to kick out at two.
Savvy reversal and pinfall attack. Beautiful knee to the jaw. This is turning into a slugfest before our eyes.
Both men meet in the middle. Grimes falls into the cover, shoulders down to beat Ciampa. Ciampa kicks out at two. Oh, and up goes Ciampa. Ciampa slithering down and face first goes Grimes. What a back elbow by Grimes. Oh, wait, you said it earlier. What a hard-hitting affair.
This is broken down into real smash mouth wrestling at this point. Two men giving it all not long after epic performances at War Games. But
well, Thatcher seeing Grimes take that nasty fall. Well, Thatcher to his feet.
Who on earth is this?
What a knee from Ciampa.
He's not your opponent.
I believe that, sort of looks like Tyler Rust. That opens the door for Grimes.
Ciampa distracted. Tyler Rust, I think you're right, making that attempt to get involved in the match. Could have cost Ciampa here.
Ciampa playing a little cat and mouse. Grimes Willows Bell. Much like Timothy Thatcher felt this past Sunday. Same results. Ciampa on top.
Here is your winner.
I have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
But as you said, the human game of. Between Thatcher and Ciampa.
Oh, I wanted Cameron to win.
Notable, Timothy Thatcher came out to ringside to watch the match and still cheered, similar to what Ciampa did to him last week. Tyler Rust appears to be one of the Thatch Can students.
Just
so everybody's familiar with maybe some names they haven't heard before. Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa exchange words as Ciampa goes to the ramp. Grimes has an issue with Timothy Thatcher and gets his leg wrenched for his troubles.
Oh.
Cameron Grimes is ridiculous. Look here. I got a problem with you. My match.
I was like, Cameron, not right now. You just got beat up. He's fresh. Don't do this. Oh, he was so mad. I love him. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sad it took me this long to love him, but I do.
Entertainment factor is through the roof when it comes to Cameron Grimes.
Just anything.
Right. Raquel Gonzalez promo in the back. She talks about her pinning EO at War Games. She says she's going to get revenge on Ember for the injuries that she gave to Dakota Kai in War Games. We see Xia Li and Boa going through some intense martial arts training.
My God. Was it training or was it torture? Because there's a lot of blood. Once you're just like just punching me in the face and I just got to keep hitting wood until there's blood coming out of my hands, it goes past training. I was like, stop. Give them a cookie. Let them heal themselves. They need a chiropractor and a bed, a soft one with pillows.
Yeah, this is going to be some type of really big reveal once we get there.
Yes. I can't wait.
Xia Li and Boa characters out of this. I guess this is a training. This is a rebuilding. This is a.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like they have to destroy them, break them down from what they were, and rebuild them up in a new image. So,
we can make them stronger, faster.
Good luck to Xia Li and Boa because they're definitely going through the paces right now.
On the Billion Dollar Man. Remember that show? The Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
I used to watch that with my dad.
Steve Austin.
Yeah. And then the Billion Dollar Woman.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh when she jumped and just went, nee, 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 nee. That was my favorite part. It was just my favorite part. I just loved it so much. I love those shows. Oh.
The Gargano family. Including Indy Hartwell and Austin Theory come out for an in-ring promo. Johnny tells us to open our eyes because they are the way. Johnny gloats about becoming a three-time North American title winner. Then Johnny highlights Candace winning at War Games. Johnny says he had a surprise for Candace. It's a trophy with a troll doll with green hair. Johnny says that next week, he and Austin will have a match, a tag team match, against Damian Priest and Leon Ruff.
This was so funny.
The way, get out of our way.
Yes.
Anyway, the Milky Way, huh?
What? Right. He was like, it's okay. We didn't practice this. You should have rehearsed this. You should have rehearsed it. It's fine. And then when he asked Andy to give him a drum roll, she just went.
I don't know if she has on like the tallest heels ever, but she's the same height as Austin Theory.
Yeah, she is. I think her shoes got just a little bit of platform in it, okay. But she's still tall as shit.
Yeah, she is.
She's still just really tall. But like, I think her like boots were like just have some platform on it. But oh my god, this whole segment was just gold. Like. The like way Johnny's
outfit, just like the way he was dancing when he first came down and got in the ring, he was dancing.
He's like a dad, and it's hilarious. Oh my god, he's so funny! Like the way he's just able to reinvent himself as like this, like annoying, like full of himself heel, but not like a badass heel. Really, like he kind of like the angry heel that he was. Before, just like, just this like whole new persona. It's so funny. All four of them just play off each other so well. It's hilarious. It's so funny. Candace was like, wait, I didn't get you a trophy. So like, sorry. I didn't mean to. So he was just like, it's okay. The only trophy I need is my championship.
Right.
Oh, in the way like him and Austin Theory like did high five, they're like, look, we're not even looking. We're not even looking. Right. We didn't practice this at all.
Right, right.
Oh God, I love this.
So Damian Priest has an issue with all of this. And because of course, you know, he was the one that got attacked by all those ghost faces. So he has some words for Austin Theory, and then he is attacked from behind by Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross administers the beatdown, and eventually Priest gets powerbombed through a table, and they have to stretcher his ass out.
Oh, poor Priest and his beard.
Tyler Rust gets approached by Malcolm Bivens to talk over some business.
Interesting.
Like Bivens Enterprises looks like it's about to try to pop back up again.
Malcolm Bivens is hilarious. Like on Twitter, like I didn't even really know who he was. I just always saw his tweets, and I'm like, yo, he's funny as hell. He was the manager for Indushore, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to them? Did they get released?
Yeah, I think so.
Well. Bye.
Yeah, he was the AJ Styles big bodyguard. Did you see him on Monday?
Yeah, see, that's what I forgot to talk about. What the hell, man? Like, the way he just carries this little white man around all the time. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, Big Jordan.
Yeah.
So, he was also a part of the Malcolm Bivens little stable when they were doing the when they were doing the house shows. Malcolm Bivens was his manager.
Oh, I gotcha.
Malcolm Bivens was also the one who was trying to call the police on Mia Yim when she was beating Shayna's friends in the parking lot.
Oh, that was it. He's so funny. Oh, man. He's going to be fun.
Pete Dunne versus Killian Dane. The tag team champs come down to assist Pete Dunne, but they are cut off by Drake Maverick with a steel chair. When Drake Maverick turns his back to celebrate his efforts of running off the champions, they attack him from behind. Killian Dane attacks the champs and sends them to the back. But as Killian Dane is getting back in the ring, Pete Dunne hits a punt and then the bitter end to get the win.
Ooh, this was a great match. Pete Dunne, man. That man, he's so good. Still so orange, but still so good. Crack one smile, Pete, please. I know maybe this wasn't the time, but one day I'm going to need you to crack just one. One smile for me. Do that for me. For me, Peter. God damn it. I enjoyed this match.
Yeah, it was fun. Everything about this version of this episode of NXT actually was surprisingly fun.
I enjoyed this a lot.
I did not think it was going to live up to what was going on the other show, but quiet as kept, this was the better show.
It definitely, you can be louder about it. It was better. It was more entertaining.
Leon Ruff is asked if he thinks Damian Priest will be healthy next week. That's when Johnny Gargano says he just walked past Priest and it doesn't look good. He's sure Leon Ruff will take on him in theory in a handicap net match next week if needed. That's when Kushida steps in and says that he'll be Leon Ruff's partner next week in a tag team match.
Yay. Ooh, this is going to be fun. Ooh.
I wonder if Damian Priest needs some time off for an injury or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I thought, like, I don't know if maybe it was that or he was, like, going to get called up or something. I don't know. But they're probably not going to be doing call-ups for, like, ever because they're trying to build NXT as the third brand, which it is at this point. It hasn't been developmental in a while. And also because of all the Rona outbreaks. So they're going to be like, you stay away from Roman. It's basically like from all our healthy superstars. So maybe he does need time off. Just like a little bit.
That brings us to our main event of the evening. Ember Moon versus Raquel Gonzalez. Ember goes for the Eclipse, but Raquel catches her in midair and lifts her for the one-arm powerbomb. Ember counters that into a roll-up for a near fall, but Raquel kicks out and hits the one-arm powerbomb for the win. So Raquel Gonzalez got the win over Ember Moon. After the match, Toni Storm comes down to attack Ember, but Rhea Ripley's music hits and stops her. Once in the ring, Rhea and Raquel have a stare down until Raquel leaves the ring.
I loved everything about this. It was such a good, hard-hitting match. I really loved this. Raquel and Ember, they have, like, some cool chemistry because this match was, like, off the charts good. Really loved this. Love Toni coming down here be like, let me get some payback over here. Let me just hit you a couple of times. And then, yes, give me Raquel and Rhea round two Electric Boogaloo. Give me again. Give it to me again because the first time it was great. When they faced off in War Games, I was happy. Give it to me again. I'm here for it.
Yeah, it was definitely a banger of a main event. Raquel Gonzalez is just getting better and better and better with each match that she has. It's a good person for her to wrestle. And Ember Moon, a little bit more experienced than Raquel Gonzalez. But Raquel has been just improving so fast that I could see her maybe getting a title shot with EO in the very near future, but now it looks like she's gonna be detoured off with Rhea. Her and Rhea still have some underlying issues that they need to solve, so I'm here for that. It looks like we're gonna get Toni versus Ember, and then maybe that'll be a stepping stone match to Toni versus EO.
I think we're probably going to get Toni and Raquel versus Rhea and Ember maybe next week, probably.
Okay.
Because that looks like something. I was like, ooh, give me that. Do you think Dakota got hurt off that Eclipse on the chairs in War Games? Maybe that's why. That's what happened.
Yes.
Because, like, ooh.
That was super nasty.
That was another. I was just like, good Lord.
Yeah, that was not a good look at all. Not a good look at all. But yeah,
I was like, don't hurt my girl.
That was your NXT for this week. We said, a very surprisingly entertaining show. The other show looked like it was going to be stacked and had a lineup on paper that looked like it was going to make it very difficult for NXT to compete. But
however,
right. NXT definitely came out victorious as far as just a better show this week. Had a lot of fun watching this. That main event was great. Cameron Grimes is always great.
love him.
The Gargano family thing, the promo, and just Johnny's histrionics, fantastic. Yeah, I didn't find hardly any flaws with this show at all. I would like to give it an 8.
Yes, agreed. It was great. I really liked when Tony and Io were brawling. Like when Io did her moonsault and then she kind of went for the pin with Tony. That was funny. That was great. I want to see Tony versus Io, so that's going to be great. Raquel versus Rhea. I can't wait for that to happen. And Raquel versus Ember was really good. I like Ember Rise now. The Grizzle Young Veterans, that whole match was really, really good. I really enjoyed that. What else? Everything on the show was really good. I love the Gargano little family thing. They better be careful they don't get copyright infringements from The Mandalorian, which is with their The Way thing. So just tread lightly.
It copyrighted. I think they went through the legal channels.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's great. So this was a really, really fun show. Really enjoyed it. Really good follow-up to War Game. I'm excited for the storylines that are going to come from it. And good to see my Scarlet back. Missed you, girl.
Definitely looking forward to the women's division and what the matchups are going to be going down the line. NXT's women's division may be the crown jewel of all of professional wrestling right now. Just the depth, the stories, the talent. The different types of talent that they have right now showcased in the upper echelon of the division. It's just top notch, high quality every time out right now. The women have really carried NXT during this pandemic, and it's starting to pay off now. Towards the end of the year, now that they've built that depth up, with Raquel Gonzalez being a real threat, Ember Moon coming back into the mix along with Toni Storm, Dakota Kai being there for a while, Candice coming into her heel persona. Now she's got Indy underneath her wing. That'll be one more player in the mix eventually. So an acknowledgement that NXT women's wrestling may be the best just single division or single entity in all of wrestling right now.
They just got to be careful with the injuries. You don't have to go all out all the time because I get worried.
Just to let everybody know, this is the NXT cast you've been listening to. We were brought to you by the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the NXT cast by, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitch Radio, all those good places that capture podcasts. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast-CSPN. Look for the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and the NXT cast will show up in your podcast queue each and every week. So, Miss Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you, ma'am, at this point for your shout-outs and thank yous.
Shout-out to you, Don, as always. Shout-out to the WrestleCast family and the CSPN family. Shout-out to you guys in the hashtag. Shout-out to the patrons for paying a little extra to listen to us talk some more. Shout out to Sonya Deville, because ma'am, you posted a thirst trap with your shirt unbuttoned. I was like, I see it and I appreciate it. So shout out to you, Sonya Deville.
I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Simi. Thank you once again for joining me here on the NXT cast. Give a shout out to Mota_Reese and Warstarwin, Terry's boy. They helped me record the latest episodes of Rawcast and Cast of Strong Style. So please check those out here on the network. Give a big shout out to Miss Didi Jonet, Miss J to the Max, Samuel Kalunga, Magnum Prime, Classic Materia. Also to Mel, because Mel always gets shout out. Shout out to all the Wrestle Bays and the members of the Glow. We definitely appreciate you guys. So ladies, continue to share your commentary with color with us each and every week, and being a large part of our community. Like Miss Simi said, check us out on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media, where you can hear me and Miss Simi talk about AEW Dynamite. You'll also get the candid conversations that take place before and after we record these podcasts. So you can hear from Anwar Starwin and Mota the underscore Reese and Terry's Boy and whoever else decides they want to pop up on one of these shows. You can get some more thoughts, wrestling and not sometimes wrestling, other things as well. So a lot of extra content over on the Patreon page. So please check that out. Just, you know, continue to use the hashtag each and every Wednesday. NXT cast, share commentary with color with us as we live tweet NXT each and every Wednesday. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLorente, and this has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
See you. See you on the hashtag.
Wednesday, and the champion is back. Now, some people love me, and some people hate me. But if you want to get to know me, you better come see me in this ring.
Me and you, we're cut from the same cloth. I came from overseas and I made a name for myself, just like you. So it's about time we stand face to face. And you know what? I'm glad you're back, but don't get used to it.
Peter, 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 Pumpkin Eater, you're tough, man. And everybody in the back knows it. I know it firsthand. You and I, we went to war, man. But who left War Games with their hand being raised? The Era Boys, we proved once again that this is the Undisputed Era, and you're all just living in it. Now, Finn, I know you didn't forget about me, the man that broke your jaw, the man that took you to the limit. Now, sure, I guess technically you won the match, but really? I mean, technically you're still NXT champion, but come on, man. You spent the last 2 months eating your meals through a straw.
No offense to Pete and Kyle, but Finn Balor versus Damian Priest for the NXT Championship, now that's a marquee match. And man, that's not just something that I want. That's something that you want.
Aren't you the geezer who couldn't even beat Leon Ruff?
Oh, you got jokes. Aren't you the guy that gets paid by McAfee to keep his mouth shut?
Hey, don't you get paid to win matches? You haven't done that in a while, have you there, Priesty Bay?
Oh, but you know what I do get paid to do? Not take 6 months off a year.
Shouldn't you be in hospital visiting your mate Bobby?
Shouldn't you be in the hospital visiting your mate Bobby?
Hey, champ. You going somewhere?
On January 6th, New Year's Evil, I will defend the title. But who's gonna get that Finn rub? That's not my problem. That's Regal's job. Let me guess. I know what you're gonna say. Tick tock. Well, I got a message for your boy. You tell him that when he's ready, Finn's ready.
Before you go, I gotta ask, do you usually tell your boy to, like, wait in the car while you handle his business? You know, if he wants to come back and pick a fight, next time all he has to do is step to me like a man.